Our next guest is the author of some 30 books. His books have been translated into 27 different languages. He's won the Edgar, Anthony, Gumshoe, and Barry Awards. He's also executive producer of the great ABC TV series Big Sky and executive producer of the Joe Pickett television series for Spectrum Originals. His brand new book, it's terrific. It's another Cassie Duell novel. We're happy to be joined by C.J. Box, the author of Treasure State. C.J., thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
The book is absolutely terrific. You know, they always say, write what you know, and you certainly do that, and you capture Western America so very well in all of your books.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. Yeah, in Treasure State, it takes place in Montana. If anybody's seen those license plates, Montana license plates, they say the Treasure State. And in this case, I concentrated it on an area, two old mining towns, Butte and Anaconda, Montana, and a little bit in Bozeman. And they're very un-Montana-like in that they almost look like, you know, Western Pennsylvania steel towns dropped into the Rocky Mountains. But they're fascinating, real places, and that's where most of the action takes place.
Well, and it seems like whether it's Anaconda, Montana, or any other town, the land itself becomes a character in your books.
That's right. I think much like Maine, which is another state I loved and love to visit, the outdoors, the weather, the terrain, all play a very important role in everybody's lives every day, and they just thus become part of the story.
I don't know if it's a real place, but for some reason, the Flint Creek Motor Court. I could just picture that so well.
I based that on a little place I found in Anaconda. That's not the actual name of it.
Well, Cassie has been such a great character throughout so many books. How did you find her voice?
You know, she actually first appeared in a book called The Highway many years ago. The book was more about the protagonist, Cody Hoyt, and Cassie was a secondary character. And halfway through the book, Cody Hoyt gets shot and killed. And Cassie finds herself in the role of trying to solve this case, find this serial killer truck driver. And I really enjoyed writing Cassie's character more than I ever thought, because it's awfully dicey for a male author, I think, to write a female character who's authentic and not just... So many male writers make their female characters this, like, kick-ass females who beat people up and overpower them. And I've never met any women like that in my real life. And that, so Cassie is much more empathetic, I think. She's in her 40s. She's a little bit overweight. She doesn't dazzle people. In fact, she's often overlooked and underestimated. But she works really hard, and she's very dedicated to her clients and to solving cases and being a single mom. And I think she's just a character that I know I would like.
Well, this story, Treasure State, is so fascinating. It involves the search for Sir Scott's treasure. And it brings in so much history as well. And you mentioned those mining towns and their history, their legacy play a big part in what goes on.
They do. There's two cases in the book. One involving a woman who hires Cassie to try to find a man who bilked her out of $7 million and, she thinks, returned to Montana. The other case is based on a real-life story about a guy who buried $2 or $3 million of gold and jewels and then wrote a poem with clues on how to find it. In real life, the guy's name was Forrest Fenn. And for 8 years, hundreds, some maybe thousands of people were looking for that treasure based on the poem. Five people died trying to find it. But it was a very big story in the West, some people doubting that there was even any treasure. But 2 years ago, it was discovered in Wyoming. And the man who discovered it used the clues and actually did find it.
Well, and is often the case in a good mystery, let's just say, everything is not as it appears.
That's right. And in fact, the treasure hunt part of the book Cassie's not out there to try to find the treasure. She's actually hired by the guy who wrote the poem to see if she can find him, because he thinks that if the treasure hunters out there know his identity, they'll be able to zero in on the treasure easier. So she's out there interviewing authors all over the state of Wyoming, trying to narrow it down to find the guy who wrote this poem.
We're talking with C.J. Box about his terrific new book, Treasure State. There's a lot going on, multiple mysteries, different timelines happening here. When you're putting the book together, do you have a timeline of sorts? Do you outline what you're doing and where you're going?
I do. I usually start from just kind of a bullet point outline of the entire plot from chapter one through the end, and then start writing on top of that. But often when I do it, rather than be completely linear, I like to do a little bit of time hopping. I think it adds tension to the book when you know things that have happened before the book starts, and also kind of gives the reader more information than anybody in the book has, including Cassie, on what's going on.
Now, you know characters like Cassie so well. Do those characters ever lead you to unexpected places?
They do. Even though I do, plot everything out, there's something could happen in the news, or I could be in Anaconda, Montana, and see something or experience something that I never thought about in terms of the book, and suddenly make a hard right turn, hard left turn, and include that in the book. And that's always kind of magical when that happens, because it's so unexpected.
Now, obviously, a part of this is a pride in where you're from, but you do such a great job of making these characters very real and not falling into stereotypes of Western characters.
Thank you. I appreciate that. There are some writers that write about the West where everybody, I think, is a caricature. Everybody's a slow talking cowboy, I try not to do that. But by making the characters kind of fallible and authentic, I think it actually increases the tension in the book, because they could screw up or be outsmarted or, overpowered because they aren't superhuman. So I think I've done that with the Joe Pickett series and now with Cassie Duell. And I think I like to write those kind of situations, and I think readers like it as well.
What do you think it is about the West, CJ, that draws even us Flatlanders from the East in?
Well, I think and part of it is, I think, just a myth. The place where people could leave civilization and realize their dreams and have plenty of room and do it, start their lives again and in a new place. And some of that still exists. The landscape certainly has not changed. And we saw that in real life during the pandemic. So many people have moved to the Mountain West from both coasts, to get away from people and population centers and so on. The little valley that I live in, it's a little mountain valley. Last summer, there were 29 real estate agents trying to sell the one house that was still available. And people were buying homes over the phone and not even seeing them and just moving out. So that kind of thing still exists.
Well, and you talk about it in the book, so there's a lot going on when it comes to the use of the land and conservation, and you seem to successfully walk that fine line of sharing information about it without landing on one side or the other.
I try to do that. I trust the reader, A lot of these issues are very controversial that I write about in terms of like energy development and environmentalism and wind energy, all sorts of things like that, that are discussed all over the country now. And they tend to start in the Mountain West, where a lot of the energy resources are. So I try to present both sides. I feel that there's, well-meaning people on both sides of these controversies. And I'd rather have characters say their piece on both sides and trust the reader to come down where they may, rather than to hit somebody over the head with it and say, this is the way it is. These people are bad, these people are good. There's a lot of nuance in all of this, and I want to explore that too.
We mentioned Big Sky. We love the series, and we've had Dee Dee Pfeiffer from Big Sky has been on with us a couple of times, and John Carroll Lynch as well, and man, Rick Ligarski, what a great character he was.
Yes, he was. I thought they did a great job casting him. Perfect. I thought he was great in the show.
How hard is that for a writer to give that over to someone else to choose the embodiment of these characters that have existed primarily in your mind?
Well, it is. It's otherworldly. Certainly, it's a different, you know, writing is very isolating, and a TV production is, you know, hundreds of people with their own opinions on how things should be. So you just kind of have to give it up. And it's if the right people are doing the show, it's much easier to give up. And because you don't know which direction they're going to go sometimes. And you always think they should abide by what's on the pages, but sometimes it's not so practical. The best thing about the TV shows is they expose a lot of people to the books. You know, viewers want to find out where the source material is. And if they like certain things in the series, they want to know where it came from. So the sales of the books have kind of skyrocketed since the shows have come out. And that's a great bonus and a great thing. And there's a lot of new readers.
What's the state of the publishing industry right now? I mean, there are in some ways more opportunities for people to get books out there, but I would think that also means it's easier to get lost in the shuffle.
I think you're exactly right. Every year, more books are published. The numbers are incredible how many are out there. And you're right. Unfortunately, there's so much content that it's hard for anything to break through. I think it's tough for new writers. I would not want to be a first-time author right now, because unless you just somehow have a shot in the dark, mega hit right out of the gate, publishers don't tend to stick with people who aren't selling real well, and there's so many books that they can't all sell well.
Well, what's the future hold for readers? Will we hear more from Cassie Duhl down the road?
Oh, definitely. I never think beyond the book I just finished, really, but I know there will be another Cassie Duhl book down the line. There will be a Joe Pickett book next March that I finished just before Treasure State came out, called Stormfront. And, Storm Watch. I can't mispronounce my own title. Storm Watch. And I'm excited about that. And then I'll start thinking of a new Cassie Duhl book.
Fantastic. Well, the new one, Treasure State, is absolutely fabulous. Check it out. You're going to love it. And then go back and get caught up and read all of them along the way. CJ Box, thank you so much for making time for us this afternoon.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.